Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Cindy Perlman-Gaber is in Las Vegas with entertainment news. And we have an update on Lionel Richie's health. They had to cancel the concert tonight with Lionel and Earth, Wind & Fire. What do we know about him and what's going on, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And a little bit of good news out of the Lionel Richie camp this morning. No word if he's still in the hospital. But the good news is they only postponed two of the shows out of a new 26-date run that he's on right now with Earth, Wind & Fire co-headlining. They canceled tonight in Chicago, tomorrow night in Columbus, but are saying that Lionel will return to the stage on Tuesday in Pittsburgh. That is good news. And the quote came out this morning, Lionel is heartbroken to postpone these two shows and cannot wait to be back performing. Rescheduled dates for tonight in Chicago will be announced soon. You can keep checking with LionelRichie.com. And Earth, Wind & Fire drummer John Parris said that Lionel was fine yesterday before the show, but he looked a little dehydrated to him. And yesterday it was announced that he did have a health issue while on stage. He was singing, dancing on the ceiling, felt dizzy, sat down twice mid-song. And Lionel, being Lionel, made a joke out of it. He said, when you're feeling dizzy, you sit your word deleted down. Unfortunately, he had to be rushed to the hospital by ambulance mid-show. They canceled the rest of that show last night, but it looks like he's coming back in a few days, so that's really good news.
What is opening at the movies this weekend? What do you like?
I got a few different ones this week. We have Supergirl as the big movie, Bob. Millie Alcock, she is Supergirl, or Kara Zor-El to you on her driver's license. She joins forces with a CGI dog. We also see David Cornsweet show up as Superman. And, you know, she's fighting the faces of evil. They're hoping, Warner Brothers, that this is the first of her run of many sequels. We'll see. We also have Jackass. : Last and Best. I thought we were on the last one last time, but I guess there's one more, or maybe 100 more. And More Dangerous Stunts. Frankly, I cannot even believe Johnny Knoxville is alive after he's done some of these stunts over the years. He must have a great HMO plan. And we've got The Invite. That's more of an indie drama about a marriage on thin ice. They have to deal with upstairs neighbors who butt in during a dinner party. Good cast, though. Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, and Ed Norton. And finally, we know one movie Brad Pitt will be skipping this weekend, Couture, starring his ex, Angelina Jolie. She's an American filmmaker facing self-discovery, don't we all have to, and life and death situations in Paris during Fashion Week, all opening this weekend at the movies.
And coming attractions on your TV, a Hallmark movie with the Chicago Bears. Interesting.
Bob, you gotta love it. First, there was a Chiefs love story starring Mama Kelsey, partly. Then there was a Bills love story. And now, this year, the big Hallmark sports crossover, they do them every Christmas, is Holiday Touchdown, a Bears love story. This sounds like a joke. It's really happening, though. And imagine the possibilities here. We could bring back Mike Ditka as the elderly curmudgeon groundskeeper, who turns out to be Santa. That happens in all these movies. There, you could have Aaron Rodgers as the bad guy trying to insist he owns the team. And a major plot about a career girl from Chicago who falls in love with a guy she meets in that small, quaint town of Hammond. We don't know, actually, what the plot of this thing is, but Coach Johnson and Colston Loveland announced it was happening yesterday in a big press deal. And right now they're planning locations to be shot very soon because this comes out this Christmas. But they're also looking for extras. So if you check with Hallmark.com, they need a lot of extras around the Chicago area. And we are just going to wait till sometime in late November when we get some early screener copies and have that Bears screening that we'll show you on air.
I like your ideas for the script, but here's really what it's going to be about. This is that announcement that Coach Johnson and Colston Loveland made.
It's good acting, and they will bring back former Bears current Bears, everyone ever associated with the Bears might actually be in this. They had some of the worst acting on record ever. Andy Reid was in the one about Kansas City. He just stands there looking wooden, like, what am I doing in a Hallmark movie? But the possibilities are truly endless.
Music news. Let's get to that. And Carly Simon coming out with an album. Tell us about it.
Nice to see this. Carly Simon is coming around again. She's going to release her first studio album of original songs, first one in 18 years, called Comes in Waves. It's out August 14th. Carly calls it a, quote, deeply personal 12-track LP recorded at her home in Martha's Vineyard, featuring family and friends, including her two kids. That's nice. Ben and Sally Taylor. And the first single just dropped. It's called Howl.
She still sounds good, doesn't she?
She's 88. Can you believe that? She sounds great.
Yeah, I enjoyed a couple of days with her on Martha's Vineyard for CBS some years ago, and it was one of my favorite interviews, Carly Simon. And I was in the kitchen, Cindy, and I was walking around, and by the phone, it had James Taylor's phone number up there. So, you know, she could check on the kids.
How cool is that? That's very cool.
I was investigating. All right. Have a good weekend. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Department of Corrections. I thought it sounded wrong. Carly Simon just celebrated her 83rd birthday. She's not 88. So let's feel better about that. It's 8:23, and from Choose Chicago, the city's official destination marketing agency, Jason Lesnevich has a list of things to do this weekend, starting with the World Cup. A lot of watch parties going on, huh, Jason?
Yeah, the home of the watch parties is Recess in the West Loop. They continue to have watch parties for every game. So it is the Chicago hub to go out and cheer on your favorite team or just take in football in general. And so definitely head over to Recess all weekend long as the group stage wraps up.
You've got the list of World Cup activities on the Choose Chicago website, don't you?
We do. It's called Kickback in Chicago. You can see the various activities right there on our website throughout the run of the Cup.
On Michigan Avenue, the Millennium Art Festival is going on, and this sounds like a great thing to do this weekend.
Yeah, it's right downtown at Michigan and Lake. It's Saturday and Sunday, so you know, bring the family down for the weekend. One of those days, you know, it's right by Maggie Daly Park, the Riverwalk, Millennium Park. So make a day downtown and check out some great artwork by vendors from across the Midwest.
Also, you can check out artwork in Logan Square, big festival.
Yeah, the Logan Square Arts Festival is back starting today, this evening through Sunday. It's right in the square itself, that new kind of reconstructed roundabout. They have two stages for music, local vendors, artists, food, great family programming all weekend there in Logan Square.
And this is the weekend for the Pride Parade on Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday the 28th starts at 11 a.m. at Grace and Broadway. It goes south along Broadway, south along Halsted to Belmont, east to Broadway, and then south to Diversey. So all through North Halsted, Lincoln Park, Lakeview there. Theme this year is Free to Be Proud. It's one of our largest parades. Visitors from across the globe are expected.
And as far as eating and drinking, you can't beat the Taco and Tequila Fest, can you?
Yeah, that's tonight and Saturday only in Wrightwood Park, which is at Wrightwood and Ashland there in Lincoln Park. Great selection, of course, tacos, all sorts of tequila drinks tonight and tomorrow.
And we should mention the good news about Chicago as a tourist hotspot. It's the numbers are going up, aren't they?
Yeah, I always, we like to say Chicago's definitely having a moment. You know, we had a great last year, and this summer is kicking off great, Bob. We've had week over week hotel room demand drivers and records. So we're seeing people come in starting in early June and before. We've had some great meetings and conventions that also really help those numbers out. So we have great weekend activities, a wonderful cultural destination, and Chicago is definitely on the up and up in terms of visitation.
Check out the Choose Chicago website for all the info. Jason Lesnebich, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.